This is David Reed with Wednesday's KHSU Magazine. I spoke with Jennifer Famico Cahill from the North Coast Journal about this week's cover story, dishing it out on Humboldt's restaurant servers.
Whether it's fast food or a schmancy restaurant. And I spoke to a handful of waiters, waitresses, bartenders, servers, etc., from a fairly broad range of places. Spoke to them, met with them under cover of darkness.
What?
Yes. No, I spoke with them so that they could remain anonymous.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the names of their places of employment are also anonymous so that they could speak freely about what it's really like to serve food in Humboldt County.
Wow. Okay, so without giving away, obviously, the entire article, what were some of the surprises?
I was mainly surprised that overall everyone I spoke to was really happy.
Hmm.
They really love this work. There are a lot of hard things about it. It doesn't pay terrifically, but they really love it. And I think that's largely because they are people.
Right. I was going to say, where does that come from? I mean, what makes them enjoy it so much?
Well, they really are. When I asked everybody what the best part of their job was, and to a person, they all basically said the people they work with, either their crew, the people on their team at a given restaurant, or their regulars, the people they see all the time. And there were a couple of people who, after working a fairly grueling week, either at just the restaurant or restaurant and whatever side gig they have, they'll go in on a day off or if they've been away and go visit the restaurant. They'll go to restaurants they used to work at to visit their regulars.
Well, we heard the story of when 5-Eleven had the fire and Chef Wiley really just, I needed to get out in. And that another restaurateur said, come on down, but you're going to start on the bottom. That was actually a journal, North Coast Journal story. You guys.
That's right. And he was working behind the scenes insofar as he was in the kitchen, as much as you can be behind the scenes at a sushi counter.
Right. Not a server.
But the people who are servers, it's a very different world. And it's a very social world. One person that I spoke to described it as being able to host a dinner party every night and you don't have to pay the bill.
Did anyone just say, oh my God, it's the worst?
There were things about it that are the worst. And when I talked to them about, okay, what's the thing you hate most about the job? Or what is the thing that's your pet peeve? There are certainly a few things that make people crazy. And most of the time, it's not inside the staff. Most of the time, it's us.
Right.
It's the customers.
Right. Any horror stories from servers about, you know, the horrible patron or the $2 tipper or two cent tipper?
There was a surprising amount of sympathy for the $2 tipper. There was one server told me that, you know, this is Humboldt County. People think 15% is a great tip.
Well, I was talking about the tipper that puts 2 cents down or 2 dimes trying to send some message.
It's sort of emotionally traumatizing for some of them. Some people take it personally and feel bad about it. Other people feel like, you know, that person came in with an issue. I mean, these people I spoke to are career waiters, waitresses, bartenders, servers. So they are not just working a summer at a restaurant. They are doing this because they're pros. And they do a good job. And I've seen all but one of them on the job. So I've watched these people serve food. I know they're pros. They've served me over the last 10 years of coming back and forth to Humboldt. So I know that they are good at their jobs. And so if they're getting a 2 cent tip, that's on the customer.
Yeah, and you know, we all know it's a small community in Humboldt and Delnor and Curry, and we know restaurant owners, we know servers, we know people in the back of the house, and you do hear the stories from at least owners and restaurant managers who say, well, I just can't keep anybody. I can't keep a good crew on hand. Did they have any insight from the server side of this?
Well, from the people who've been doing it for years, they're committed to this. They're committed to service and committed to valuing that work. So they're not the same people who are going to work for a few months and then go and trim for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the complaint that I've heard from restaurant owners, is that you get temporary staff who go and get, say, black market work for more money, less hours, and then they can just chill for months or whatever. But working as a server means working for minimum wage plus tips and working hard for pretty tiring shifts and getting up and doing it again.
Yeah. And when you have a good server, it's like it makes it makes your day. I can think of about a 10 of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, that's like, oh, that person just makes my and lunch that, or makes my Sunday.
That feeling of being appreciated is part of what keeps these people in the job. It's part of what makes it wonderful. I will share with you a pet peeve that I share with one of the servers. She told me that there should be no touching. You should never smack your server's hand away from something at the table. You should never grab her elbow, his or her elbow. You should never pull on that person's apron strings. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of people in Humboldt County working as servers. About 58.1% of them are female, according to the U.S. Census. And in Humboldt County, that comes to a total of 4,486 people working in service in 2017.
Wow.
It's about 8% of the county's workforce, 12% of its private sector workforce. Wow. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Wow. Tip better.
Yes, tip better. Yeah, and tip in cash if you can. They love cash.
Yeah. Jennifer Famico Cahill from the North Coast Journal. Thank you for that. For KHSU, I'm David Reed.